I was good. It was good to get back out in the field 2 days in a row and finish out the week tomorrow. So good to be on the grass fields, went on the turf yesterday. So it's good work. Our defense is doing a lot of things, and so it's good work for the offense to get a number of different looks. And I think each day we're trying to get a little bit better.
Man, I know the wind can affect everybody, but you're not going to get to play games in ideal conditions all the time. So is it okay sometimes to have practice in bad conditions?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good thing. We had a little rain yesterday, wet field, and a little wind today. So I think any time, whether it's OTAs or training camp, as many game-like conditions that might come up during the season, that's a positive.
Decker told us yesterday your arm is stronger, passes coming in hotter. How do you feel about your arm strength?
Well, like I said, I think I've made some progress since definitely since last year at this time, and I think, you know, also some since last season. I think oftentimes when you know more about the receiver that you're throwing to, you have more repetitions with each guy. I think that usually allows for, you know, hopefully more accuracy and, you know, more confident throws, if you will. So the more repetitions I can get with Eric, DT, Caldwell, Ronnie Hillman, Tammy, you know, Welker, the better that is for everybody, I think.
How much are you feeling more like yourself now than you were a year ago?
Well, certainly, Shelly, you know, the second year, even though we have some changes in our offense, you know, I have a better feel of the receivers that I'm throwing to, of the offense. Like I said, Adam Gase has brought changes to this offense. Greg Knapp has brought some changes to this offense. And so we are learning a new offense. At the same time, there's enough of familiarity from last year that does make every player, I think, feel more confident. And when you know what you're doing, you play faster. Receivers can run faster routes, and then quarterbacks and running backs have a better idea of what they're doing, and you can go out there and play not having to think as much. So anytime you can take the thinking out of football, that's a good thing, and I think that'd be true for me, and that'd be true for a lot of players this year, in really the second year of kind of this new system.
Hey, you were working on sort of Austin Colley, but I know you spent some time with this offseason. He's trying to come back from some pretty difficult stuff. What sort of advice have you given him, and what do you think his chances are to be able to come back off of this?
No, I haven't had to give Austin any advice. Austin, I keep in touch with Austin. He's actually sent me some video of himself working out and rehabbing. You know, he's getting healthy. He's just about getting cleared to work out for teams. Like I said, Austin's a great friend of mine. I really enjoyed the 3 years we had playing together, and he's had just a string of bad luck, you know, when it's come to injuries. But when he's healthy, to me, he's a top-flight receiver, especially in the slot. And I think he'll make a team better if they were to choose him. So I think about him. I hope I think he's real close to getting 100% healthy with his patella, and I wish him all the best.
What kind of extra things is Wes doing to try to learn the language and fit in?
Well, I think just walkthroughs, meetings, just constant dialogue. Adam Gase really allows for open dialogue from players, you know, during meetings. It's not just he's not the only one speaking. So if you have a question, hey, I'm not clear on something, you know, you hear Wes asking a question, I'll, you know, stand up and say, hey, look, you know, this is kind of what we're thinking on this play, and let's just get it all out in the open. And same way I tell Monte Ball, if you don't ask a question, then we assume you know exactly what it is you're doing, and then, you know, that's on you if you don't know. And so, but Wes, like I said earlier, the knowledge of football that he has, you know, going back to his college days, but the sophisticated system he played in New England, his experience with Tom, he's a very knowledgeable player. Really, some of the coverages that he sees reminds me of the 1 year I played with Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk could read coverages like a quarterback back there in the backfield, and Wes has great knowledge for defenses, which I think has been a huge weapon for him in his successful career.
With Joel Dreesen out for a little bit, Coach Fox said Julius Thomas is a player that's able to benefit. It looked like he was active out there today.
There's no question. Obviously, Joel, you know, will be back soon, and we know he'll be ready, you know, as soon as he's good to go. And Joel's going to be a huge part of our offense this year. But when somebody is not out there practicing, that's another opportunity for someone else to step up. And A lot of those repetitions have fallen on Julius Brogel-Green, who really did a lot of good things last year, but Julius didn't get to get on the field much last year, so I thought he had a really good day today, and it's a good opportunity for him to get in there with the first offense, get some reps, get comfortable out there running routes in the different plays that we're putting in each day, and he's a great athlete. Big target. If you can't complete a ball to Julius as a quarterback, something's wrong with you. He has great wingspan and great size and jumping ability. So I think he's just continuing to get better for us.
You're working after practice a little bit with Ball. What have your impressions been of him?
Well, like I said, this is just the start. You know, this is the first couple of practices of OTAs, and we still have some time with training camp and then preseason. But you're only allowed a certain amount of time on the field because of the new rules, and so any chance you have to get a little extra time with whether it's Welker, whether it's Ronnie Hillman, but I have taken Mate after practice each day, and just kind of going through plays, going through games, getting him comfortable hearing audibles at the line of scrimmage, because we're going to count on him in a big way this year. I mean, he's a rookie, but Coach Fox is not going to bring him along slowly. We're gonna put him in there and make him a contributor this year. So the more repetitions we can get out here talking football, talking scenarios, I think the more comfortable he'll be once the regular season gets here.
How well has Luis Vazquez adapted and adjusted to the offense?
I think he's learning like all of us. He's a veteran offensive lineman. He's got great strength. He's a good leader. He's a good leader in the weight room, and I think just his presence alone in the huddle is going to help our team. And you take a guy with that kind of size and athletic ability and strength, there's no question he's going to make our team better. And that's why Coach Fox and John Elway brought him in here, was to be a presence and to be a force. And we certainly expect him to do that. I think he's off to a good start.
Peyton, have you had any communication with Willis McGahee in terms of him being here?
Have not yet.
What are your feelings about him not being here for this session of OTAs?
Well, I think there's, it's the kind of situation where the players that are here, you're excited about those guys being here, and you work hard with the players that are here. The players that aren't here, there's individual and specific situations. So whether there's a business decision being made on Willis's part, on his side or on the Broncos side, that's kind of to be determined. So I'll say this, Willis was a great help to me last year. A veteran running back. I played in a Pro Bowl with him. Willis has seen it all as a running back. And when he got hurt last year, that was a blow to our team. We really kind of replaced him by committee. Noshon and them and crew really did a good job stepping up. But there's no question, Willis was a big help to me last year and our team. And so, like I said, we'll see how these next few weeks and see how it plays out here.
A few more for Peyton.
You played against Quentin Jammer for a long time.
Sure.
He's had some maybe memorable kind of interceptions off you. What do you think
Did you tell her that question? Sure. Patrick always, gives me sample questions, and he always puts these suggested answers. And so he says, they're going to ask you about Quentin Jammer, parentheses, interception return for a touchdown last year. I'm like, yes, I remember, Patrick. Thank you for the reminder. I'm excited about Quentin Jammer. I played against Quentin, a number of times. I mean, San Diego and Indianapolis were almost like a division team for a number of years, playing every single season because we both won the division playing in the playoffs. He's a veteran corner. He's seen it all. I know Coach Fox and Coach Del Rio are glad to have him. I know they're glad to have him because of the versatility that he brings. Whether he's playing corner, possibly playing some safety. He's a guy that you can put in the dime package and let him cover an athletic tight end, like a Hernandez or a Tammy. And so we are glad to have him, and I know he's excited to be here.
How'd the golf outing go?
The team bonding golf outing, it went well. We had a lot of fun. Our team is me, Monte Ball, Vincent Painter, and Trenton Holiday. I can tell Ball and Painter have been studying their playbooks and not playing much golf, which was a good thing. Trendon's actually got a little game, and no pun intended. And so it was fun. It was a great, that's what the idea was, to play with somebody that, you know, different, you know, that you're not, you know, in a meeting with every single day like another quarterback. So we had a lot of fun, and it was a good experience, and it was a lot of laughs out there.
More or less rental clubs.
What's that?
More or less rental clubs than last year.
It was a pretty healthy number. As a matter of fact, yeah, Monte and Vincent had to split a set of clubs because I think they ran out of rentals. So, but it was good. I've never done something like that before as far as having an organized, you know, just Broncos, you know, but our video staff was there, our field turf staff was there. So it was really kind of all Broncos football personnel, and you know, a lot of laughs and good camaraderie with some guys that you don't necessarily get to spend a ton of time with, and really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Peyton.
Thanks, okay.
Peyton.
Thanks, Peyton. Thanks, Peyton.